drafts Gopal sent me, Gopal Krishna Prabhu sent me, were uncashable.
Right.
Because he sent them first in one man's name who didn't cash them. It was instructed that he shouldn't do that, and he did by mistake. Then he sent them in my name, and he sent them account payee, and they wouldn't open an account without permission from the Reserve Bank of India. So that would have taken too long. So I've come, first I went to Calcutta, and I thought, I have the drafts. I thought maybe Gargamuni Swami could give me the, Lakshmi, the money, but he didn't want to do it. So now I'm here. I'm going to get it this morning and go back. I wrote a complete report for you, but I'll tell it to you. As far as the location goes, the location is a little bit off. I'm not that satisfied with it, but...
Where is it located?
It's on what's called Ganga Dweep.
Huh?
It's on a place called Ganga Dweep. But that's a new place. It's an island that just appeared this year, splitting the Ganges in two. You know, Jhusi is here, Ganga Dweep is here. And then the place where we were last year is here. So we were here last year, Ganga Dweep is here, and Jhusi is here. And, but I've been sending out and going out on Sankirtan, so that will make up for our location. And it's not so bad, but I want to paint a true picture. It's not so good, nor is it so bad. And there's 13 tents. We have three biggest of land, sand. And we've made a tin enclosure all the way around. And we had a Swiss cottage tent for yourself. Swiss cottage means a room about this large from the end of the almirah to the wall and about this wide. And then a middle room about from here to the wall. And then another small room. But I was not satisfied with that. So I took that tent down. And when I left 2 days, a day and a half ago, I told Bhagwat Das and Jagat Guru Maharaj, who were there, to erect a straw house for you, bigger. So they're, I hope, doing that. The difficulty was that we had no money, and therefore coming, going back. I had a few hundred dollars in traveler's checks, which I cashed and gave it to them to keep going.
Straw house isn't that good?
No. What would you like? Because the straw house retains the heat during the day.
That's all right, but if there's fire, then...
I see. We made a separate latrine for you, and separate shower, etc. That is all enclosed. So what would you like? A big tent?
I do not know, but a straw house... Is there any chance of setting, getting fire?
Well, your kitchen is apart, in tin.
Tin.
So that, the kitchen is, would be safe. Otherwise, why would there be any fire? The outside is also tin. There would only be your house. Now, I can make a tin house if you want, but...
My tin house will be...
Not so good. Straw is the best.
That is best, but fire protection one.
Well, one thing I was thinking of, we can put shamianas on the outside of it, or the inside. I looked at the other camps, and most of the big chargers, etc., they have straw houses.
Straw.
Therefore, I thought if they had, then you should have.
But one gentleman wants to give us a house.
Kapoor.
Uh-huh. Yes. Have you seen that?
No, not yet. I've been too busy. To get to any place, you have to walk. But the first thing I did, I got a...
You have to walk?
Well, I hired an auto scooter for the day, but there were so many things to do. that since you had a place to live, I put that, that I'm going to see it, but I didn't do it immediately. Yes. I went to see Munchie's camp, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is 3 miles away. That I walked to. It took 1.5 hours to go.
1.5 hours?
From our camp. And 1.5 hours back. They kept on saying, Sida, Sida, Agi, Agi, and finally I got there. And their camp is not nicer than ours. It would mean a saving of approximately...
And it cost them inconvenience.
But it wouldn't even save that much money. Because our tents, when I got there, the one thing that was up were our tents.
Where is the Mamford Gandhi, do you know?
No. That Kapoor's house. I will go and see. Also, Gopal Krishna mentioned the Ghosh. I'm going to get all the addresses from Jagadish Prabhu and look into it.
Dr. Ghosh.
Dr. Ghosh.
Dr. Ghosh is below.
But Gopal Prabhu says that you would rather live in our camp.
Yes.
So then we'll make the best house we can for you.
Oh, yes.
Now, will you have blankets with you, or should we get everything? Yeah. I'll talk to you about it later.
I have got my overcoat.
It's very cold.
We can discuss it.
Yeah, whatever is possible. So, there's a couple of other points. Number one, because you were speaking about the devotees becoming like Ravana on the roof, we're doing our own cooking. I have our own men. And one assistant cook I hired for 100 rupees. This assistant cook is a very nice man.
Very nice.
He's so submissive.
I can cook my food. Well, in 15 minutes.
You used to do that.
Not 15, 45.
You used to do that in your cooker.
Yesterday. And it was so nice, everyone had to see.
Well, you can do whatever you like. The cooks wanted things like 4,500 rupees with pots, and I said, this is outrageous, so no. So now our own men, I told
4,500?
Yes.
To hire a cook, hire some cooks, they want that much money.
Everyone is cheating for the mela. I said, no. So I said to our men, we must do it. So I think we'll be able to do it. Mm. I preached to them.
Mm. Well, last year we were doing ourselves. Yeah. Our Swami.
Who was that?
He joined us. I forgot. Was in England?
He was in England.
Yeah.
He was cooking. He's a good cook.
Mm. Yeah, he's been very nice.
Anyway, I have 3 men cooking now, and so that will be all right. Now, the officials are cooperating with us nicely, of the mela. Uh-huh. The other day, Kamalapati Tripathi was there.
Oh.
And we saw him, and all the officials were there, and he said, oh, hello, how are you? Everything all right? And we said, yes. And it was a very nice conversation, and all the other officials saw that we were on a friendly basis with the minister, so they were also more friendly. One unfortunate thing happened, a small unfortunate thing, as Suki Duki. We went to the Sangam, and with our kirtan party, during the time of the fifth bath. It's not the biggest one, but it's many pilgrims came, and we said we should chant and also bathe. So first we chanted, then we went in for bath at 4 o'clock in the morning. Very refreshing, very nice. We went in, we had our bath, then we put our clothes on. We chanted, and we were very happy chanting. The police came, many police, on horses, and said, get out. And they were demons, like, get out. And I got a press pass. I said, why should we get out? We're only here to chant the holy names of God. This is a mela for that. And he said, get out. There's a demon, and he's taking his horse and pushing it on me and the other devotees. So he forced us out. So Bhagwat Das went to the Mela officials, who we had some, and complained, and the policeman was suspended and made a public apology. And now we have a letter that says we can chant any place we want in the Mela with police cooperation.
Yes,
very good.
A blessing in disguise. Yes. So they're trying to organize. There's many bungies who pick up the stool.
The place is nice there.
Oh, yes. And I cut down the pondal size. Originally, the pondal was 100 by 150, 100 feet wide. But I saw that we were going to emphasize Sankirtan, and I measured that 120 by 75 was adequate.
Our visitors, they have got facility to come.
Yes, we have life member tents, and some visitors have been coming. I've been receiving them. So we have, there's one thing I wanted to ask you. A lot of youths are coming, Western youths. Some hippies, but mostly clean. Some hippies, but there are two hippies, and I saw what they were like, and I didn't allow them to stay. But mostly our camp is, until the devotees come, there are some tents that are empty. So they said, we need a place to stay. Is it all right? So I said, tonight you can stay, then I'll let you know later on. And we preach to them. We have a morning program there, and we have an evening program, so they attended. So I thought, with your permission, I could erect some tents, not in our living area. The chowkidars I put outside, right on the gate, because I didn't think they should live in our area, but they should be there. So the chowkidars have a tent. I thought behind the pondal, I could erect some tents, or even behind our tin, where people wouldn't see them so much. We could invite some guests, charge them something for living, and preach to them.
But they are small.
Yes, they some will.
That is bad.
So, I mean, it's up to, I'm asking what
they
you think.
Being, they are small. They will not take bath. These are the defects.
What do you...
Unclean.
Yes. Suppose they're willing...
It will spoil the cleanliness of it.
Of course they would not be in our camp.
It may be, but that association is very undesirable.
Yes. What if someone is willing to follow the regulations?
The first they should be saved, clean saved.
All right.
Will they accept that?
So
they
I won't
take early in the water, take bath.
No, they won't. So I won't have that. I just thought it was a preaching opportunity.
Preaching, if there is not clean, what they will understand.
Well, when I came, I was not clean either. By your grace, I cleaned up.
Don't let them clean up when they
came. No. I accept what, I wanted to ask.
People may not misunderstand, and this is to be careful.
Yes. The police were sending, and I went to the mail official and said,
"Therefore,
do not."
The police came. They thought that you are hippies.
No, I don't think, because this was before they came.
Anyway, their association is not good.
Yes, so we won't have, definitely not.
We have to make a good impression.
Yeah. The people may not think this is another edition of hippies.
So we won't have it all. Now, we have a general list of when everyone's big programs are.
Many are coming.
There's a lot. There's a lot. Well, yes, there's a lot. We're making a list
so
of...
So you consult amongst yourselves, but people may not have a bad impression.
I think I will not do it, because if you think there's any... small chance of them associating with
Alpachidra, a small white cloth and a small black spot, it becomes prominent.
Yes. Yeah. So we won't do it. We can try and preach to them at other place. Because we're going out on Sankirtan many times. We're getting a list of all the other programs in the Mela, so we'll take our Sankirtan parties where it's going to be prominent and pass out literature. Now, for the meeting, for the resolution, I thought perhaps on the 16th or the 17th, because it is close to the big bathing day on the 14th, and it won't conflict that much with other programs.
Meeting means all other sadhus they will meet?
Yes. I'm getting invitations printed up, and then we can write their names in. And I want to make the invitation something personal, like this is a meeting of utmost importance.
So that some Swami Chandraswami.
Chandraswami.
Minister for Air India.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be wanting to see Prabhupada.
Yes.
Coming to the meeting.
I will look into that. You told me last time.
Is Indira Gandhi coming?
There's an unofficial rumor that Indira Gandhi's going to come. Speaking of politicians, I did some research on Tarun Kunti for the letter, and he's very preoccupied now. And Gargamuni Swami told me that he doesn't want to have anything to do with foreign funds.
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't want to have anything to do with foreign funds.
Foreign funds.
In other words, that letter would say, I would oversee this.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's a man from Kier who went to our camp and was very impressed with the food program. I thought we could get a letter from him because Germany knows Kier and they don't know Tarun Kunti goes from the
no.
Dolby. They don't know it. So,
yeah,
I thought Kier would be good, so Abhi Rama Prabhu was trying for that. Also, I saw C.O. Bajoria yesterday while I was waiting to come here, and he was very happy to see me. And he said, by your inspiration, I want to give you that room downstairs.
Which room?
That room
at
the bottom.
That is Harbhajan.
Yes.
Great problem.
They said, Abhi Rama says he's been trying for months for that room. So CL yesterday said that, yes, I want to give that. My brothers want that room, and my office wants the room, but I want you to have it. So the meeting was last night. And Abhi Rama's coming to the Kumbh Mela, we'll know for sure when he comes. So that might be some good news.
And that is very good. Our men suffer very much.
Yes, always.
If that room is available, then it is very good.
Abhi Rama made a bathroom.
He
put four tanks on the top. And there's running water in that bathroom, which...
In our size?
Yes, in the one we have.
That's all right.
So that's somewhat of an improvement.
Uh-huh. Yes, why not improvement can be done? There is grace.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we get the down room, it will solve a problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is the rent?
1,000.
That's all right.
But CL said he would pay.
Oh, that's a good guy.
Yes. We will see for
sure.
We'll
be his guest. He will pay rent. That's all right.
Yes.
Very good.
So anyway, he said it verbally. We'll see when Abhi Rama comes.
But
I think he'll do
gentleman.
It.
He's a good gentleman.
Yes, he is. He's offering all his prasadam, and he's following Ekadashi.
That's right.
And he told me yesterday, he showed me a picture of Radha and Krishna and yourself.
Oh.
And he says he sleeps on his back, and he puts it on his heart. So he has your picture in his room, etc. So he appreciates. So, let's see what else. So Munchies is not good. I've saved some money by cutting down fences in Pondal already and not hiring these cooks.
Gargamuni said somebody has paid 10,000.
There was supposed to be some man who was going to give 5,000 or 10,000.
For food? Relief?
For something.
There's one man who paid for a tent, life member, and Gargamuni Maharaj gave me 10,000 rupees for food relief yesterday. Now,
that, I guess, He got 10,000.
He gave it to me yesterday. I have it. Thank you.
What about Saurav?
He called last night from Delhi.
He's there.
Yes, he just came back yesterday. He'll be coming here soon.
Now, previously, the budget, I figured it out with the ones who are cooking. You wanted puris and halaba and sabji, something like that, but we didn't have enough before. So I was going to make pushpana. Is that all right? Or would you rather, now with the 10,000 rupees...
Pushpana for visitors also.
Visitors.
No, they have objection to take on. They'll take puri, saag, halwa.
What do you want?
Puri, saag, halwa, it can be distributed to anyone. Pushpana, some may take, some may not take.
I see.
Is some special reason?
Well, it was due to our budget.
No, budget not.
I mean, for taking it.
The puri, saag is pakki. And pushpana is kachi. They think like
that. I see. Now it's
kachi, there is distinction of jat. One jat, one caste will not take other caste, or no. That is Indian thinking. But purisa is
everyone takes. Everyone.
But everyone was serving.
Purisa will be cheaper, I think.
Whatever you like. They say.
No, I don't like money. It must be acceptable to
everyone. Yes. Everyone is serving, that is serving, is chapati and dal. Like
that's
that.
Nice.
But everyone is serving that already. That's another reason I thought that pushpana would be nice, because it would be unique. Anyway.
I have no objection. That is all. But puri saag is better.
Yes.
Is it costly?
More costly, yes. And I told him to make a list for you to see if you need it. Why it's more costly. At any rate, he says the cook has done research, our man, and says puri saag would be more costly.
But don't allow him to purchase.
It's rather an Indian purchasing.
Who is purchasing?
He's not an Indian. He's one of our men.
Oh, that is another thing.
Our men are purchasing.
Oh, then it is another.
Two of them go together. And they've given me complete receipts. I said, if you cannot get a receipt, give me a kacha receipt. If you cannot get a pukka, give me a kacha receipt written by someone else. So anyway, we'll try and do puri saag.
Puri saag is simple. And if you add with that, some puri and some pushpana. That can be done.
All right.
But generally you are taking saag, roti saag, dal.
The devotees, yes.
And rice also. No.
Once a day.
That's nice.
The devotees?
Somehow manage, that's all right, nicely. The food stuff must be perishable.
Yes.
That should not be ravished.
No. How are we going to feed others if we are not feeding the devotees now.
Yeah. Now, yesterday we made simple cooking. How it was nice.
We're making soup at night, simple soup, and devotees like it because it's not hurting their digestion. Yeah. And I'm having some flat rice on hand for anyone who needs it. So, I'm trying to care for everything.
There is milk supply, no?
Yes. We have one man from Vrindavan who's bringing milk at 270 a kilo. A little costly, but Mela time, and they have to bring it from a far distance. Anyway, 270 a kilo cow's milk.
Oh, cow's milk, they say.
Yes.
Cow's milk means buffalo we got.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a little bit of the newspaper inside also.
What's that?
For to put But make it look like cream.
Make it thick.
They put newspaper or something.
They grind paper. You have to strain it before you drink it.
But we tasted it. We came to the conjoint opinion that it was passable.
Less than infant. The wife has made it.
So, Prabhupada, in these Muslim countries, the Muslims, they feed the cows fish, dried fish. And the Hindus will not take the local milk there.
Why?
Because the Muslims are feeding the cows dried fish. And the milk is smelling like fish even. There's no grass for them to eat there in this Arabia. So they're feeding them dried fish, like in a soup. Hindus will not take the milk there even because of that.
So, do you think I should organize this meeting with Chandraswami also, taking some part in organizing, or just to meet him, to get him to see you? Not any special, but I mean to say that he knows the situation. He can.
If he wants to see, he may come. He may find out.
Yes. No, he should come to see you.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm arranging for your car to come from Delhi. I'm going to arrange for your car to come from Delhi. We've made two roads of steel pieces. That's what they're using in the mela on the sand. And I've gotten permission from the head of the mela to take some of that. And so we're making two rastas, one specially for you, where Shamayana comes out, and it doesn't look like a road, but when you come in, we just untie that, and your car goes in. And then another one behind, so that will be able to keep any vehicles that come. Mm-hmm. One bus came already. Hansaduta Maharaj is one bus.
He has come.
No, he hasn't, but he sent some men.
He is coming though, I think that's what we were told.
He's expected. I saw Chudananda Maharaj yesterday, he's coming. I don't know if Garga Muni is going to come or not.
Why?
He says his health isn't good. I don't know if he wants to come. I think he just likes to distribute books.
Yes.
What about Guru Kripa?
But I think it'll all come.
Guru Kripa's in Mayapur.
So there is facility for exchanging dollars?
Yes. Yes, I'm trying to cash this draft. I went to three banks, and as I say, I had some traveler's checks, and because there was no money there, I cashed my own traveler's checks and left it with them. So, they, you want dollars into rupees? Yes, that's possible.
What is it at?
It was 878 the other day. It fluctuates from day to day, but 878.
That's good rate.
Better than before. That was for traveler's checks. It may be slightly less for cash.
Yeah. Traveler's checks are always the higher.
So I'm going back today as soon as Gopal Krishna gives me the Lakshmi money. I'll go back. Bhagavat's doing a very nice job. We have to go to Rishi.
After.
Yes, I heard you when you go. Garga Muni says it's good for the health.
That's it?
Yes, he has about three or four places he was naming that are very good. He's going because his health, he says, isn't good.
They let him go to Bhubaneswar. Odisha is good for health.
Yes, he says.
Then that's why. Let him come to Bhubaneswar. And I want to start a temple.
Yes. Your health is...
From yesterday, it is good.
Because you cook for yourself.
Because I could eat little.
Yeah.
What did you cook?
Best rice, dal, and vegetables, that's all. Nothing extraordinary.
And you put a lot of spice in it or not?
No.
So that's the secret. If someone cooks for themselves, or why don't you direct it but not cook?
Yes, I'm directing and already learn.
I can learn.
Everyone can see it.
There's no. It is. Your health must be puckered. It's very. So we have separate kitchen for you, separate kitchen for life members. Bhargav Muni Maharaj is sending his Shanti Lal, his cook.
Cooking is being done with wood.
Yes.
That's nice. That's very good.
Yes, very nice. And in the morning, the first morning, when I went there, actually nothing was happening very much. So the first morning, it's so cold, the devotees were just staying in their blankets. So I went up, got up at 4 o'clock, and bathed, and started a fire. And I said, it's warmer here than in your tent, come around the fire.
Yes, around the fire it is very warm.
And there was a trick, and they came around the fire, and then we had samsara prayers. Then we had samsara prayers, and then I said, now stay here and chant.
Yes.
And they chanted. Then I gave class. Pandal is simple. I've not spent elaborately on
it. No, I...
And we're having display, book table, membership table, and cinema is showing at night.
Yeah. Now people come.
Some people come, but I think once we start our Sankirtan and leaflets, the Mela official said, we put you there because you will draw and others will not. People will want to come to you. So they will make an effort to come to you.
But the easy way to come.
It's not that difficult. It's just a little distant. Some people were coming. Cars can come also. If they want to come, they can come. It's not so far, but it's not so close. I wanted to give you a proper picture. I didn't want
our former camp last time. See, this is not so good.
Location was better. But our living is better this time. Living is better, but location was better last time.
That location cannot be. What is the reason?
Well, first of all, when I came, they already settled it up. There's nothing I can do, you know. I said immediately, this is not such a good location. And Bhagavat said, I did not know. I saw it on a map. I had no experience. So I didn't blame him because he didn't know. So they said that you will draw people. And so we thought we would put others. I think it was political.
You draw more people so you can go political.
Yeah, I think that many people were pushing for good positions and we did not push. And last year was good, but of course the Sangham has shifted a little. The Sangham has shifted to the island where we are. And the governor's camp is on the island. And there's some people, Maharishi's on the island. It's just I didn't want to say it's a wonderful location and then you come there and see that it's a little bit far off. I wanted to tell you.
Like, only this far off.
And there's another slight defect, which is that it's underneath a railway bridge. But with all the things that are going on, you can't even hear the trains. Now everyone's starting with... And we have the biggest microphones in the whole Mela. Everyone's got microphones this big, speakers. Ours is this big. We got the biggest ones, 6 of them, to point in all directions. So that we thought we would make up the distance. I thought I would make up by big speakers. We told Kamala Tripathi that, yes, we are living underneath one of your railway bridges. And he laughed.
He's an elephant.
Yes.
The railway bridge, there is sound.
Yes, but when trains come by, there's sound. Yes, there's sound. There will be, yes.
Power pots.
Yes, there will be two in power pots and two on the pandal. Electricity, he wanted to know. The thing is, there's also sound with bicycles going. Bicycles also go across that bridge. So there's some sound. And not during the high afternoon, because people don't go out, and not during very early morning, but during the day there is. What do you think?
Well, how can I think?
If it's not suitable at the camp, proper things over the house at night in the camp in the day.
Yeah. So even during the day, it doesn't have to go except for darshan. Your area would be is completely enclosed, though, from the rest. Edge of Jushi. Past, way past the first pontoon bridge.
Pontoon bridge.
But they put up some more pontoon bridges also this year. They're very far up. Actually, there's not very much near there. He wanted to be far off, because they don't do any preaching, and we wanted to be right in the middle.
Yes. What is their purpose?
Their purpose is feeding a small group of sadhus that are in that area who want to be far off, Egg Dundee. And they feed. The prasadam was good. That they give. He was correct. It was they are giving chapatis and dal to everyone.
Feeding must be very nice, clean.
Yes. And respectable. We'll do it.
We could save the expenditure.
Yes.
But that is not possible.
No, we wouldn't actually save so much. Because the time it would take for the devotees to go there to eat prasadam is 3 hours. And then their tents are not so good. It would mean a savings of 600 or 800 rupees on tents. And it's completely impractical.
And besides that, the Mahabadi.
Yes.
Inconvenient.
Yes. They would not appreciate our preaching all the time.
Mahabadi Vastra Sunile Hai Sadhguru. Sadhguru.
If they have a similar verse to that, then they would be very unhappy. If they have a similar verse to that, they would be very unhappy. I'm saying if they had, do not hear personalist bhasha, they would become very unhappy.
Krishna's mouth, there are millions of Brahmandas. They think it is simple, fictitious. That was how you are feeling, are
you? No, I just ran.
Huh?
I ran in the first
place. Oh, so why don't you sit down?
Srila Prabhupada, would you like to have an elephant to ride on one day?
Why?
I heard one of these Prabhupada said from one of the devotees that you said that if they could ride an elephant, can you get one for me? Some devotee said that you saw other sadhu riding on the elephant. And you asked him, can you get arranged like that for me?
That. Joking.
Yes, because last time in 1972, you and I were walking and you saw the sadhus on the elephant and you said, I would put Radha and Krishna there. I remember it very well. I said, I would not sit there.
What do you mean? Goes like this.
No, others are procession.
Naga.
Other than Naga. It is a procession thing. The Nagas take them into the river.
When there is no car, elephant had some importance. Now, there were so many cars.
Camels are used for runners.
Oh, yeah.
They still do.
They're better than the horses. They don't get tired out earlier. Huh? From Ahmedabad till Delhi, the camels are running. We used to call it sadhani. I don't know what they call it in Bengali.
My Guru Maharaj purchased 2 camels. I should not know what happened. What he purchased.
You know, in
Probably Tirtha Maharaj was fighting with someone else over them.
Huh?
I think Tirtha Maharaj was fighting with someone else over them.
We had a story in Mahabharata that Autra was taken to Hastinapur in Asani just when Abhimanyu was going for fight. In those days also, they were using camels.
Rajasthan, they used widely.
Rajasthan is a desert.
Then Vrindavan quarter, there are many camels.
Everywhere they used camels.
They're using camels at the Mela for carrying things. They're using camels now.
Yeah.
Long legs, you know. They go faster.
Yeah.
They don't get tired.
In the West, they're called ships of the desert.
Yes,
right. They have wild camels in Australia, even.
Mm-hmm.
They have wild camels in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You say use them in the desert.
Yes, wherever there is desert, there is palm trees and cattle. Both.
I think Australian desert is bigger than Indian desert.
Yeah, it's very big.
Much bigger. As big as Sahara, perhaps.
Desert means deserted.
I went to Makarana Shippo and I saw they had the hitch for plowing. They had camels for plowing in Makarana.
Makarana. Yes?
Camels are used for plowing here, even in Gujarat. It's not Gujarat. They use them on carts also, towers.
And they eat the thorny twigs.
Yes. That is their food.
Oops. can eat everything except in akado.
Kurmis, they are compared with the camels. Sabir Braha Ustak Kharai Samadhi Kathidu Sakti.
I don't think, sir, there may be camels in Bengal. They are all...
No.
In Bengal is rivers, so many rivers.
No,
rivers and trees.
And unless there is a only tree, they cannot live. That is the food.
In Gujarat, you find this. These camels right up to Surat, south of Gujarat. In North Gujarat, they are very common, you know. Some fringing on the desert.
Darjeeling, we are hiring these
horses. We are keeping mules. They were keeping mules in the army for that only, for the mountain life. What the
people which out in place.
The British army had a huge mule court. The first one was they were.
I think if the storm, you can beat like anything, still it is not
mule. Yes. Mule. Stubborn as a mule is a proverb in the West.
The soldiers are beating with the butts of the.
Gun.
He's still. So many varieties of life we had to pass through. With great fortune, we get this human form of body. And that also we waste in the same business, punapunacchajvihasa. This guide. Rabhas dullabhantam bahusam bhavan. After many, many births, this human form. People do not understand. Sudurlabham. Dullabham means rare, and Sudurlabham means still
more
rare. Like the rascals, they do not take it very seriously. They think.
Slow actors like me, anek janma sansiddha tataya atiparam. Many back. But then if you try.
Sudurlabham. Sudurlabham. It is not very easily up. Manusham, Somaro Acharit Prajna, Dharman Bhagavata, Durlabhang Marga, Fulham. Some are Sudurlabhang, some are Durlabhang. Durlabhang Marga. There is no education about the importance of Manusha Janma. They have taken it that we shall die once who says and once born, once we get this and then finish, once life gone.
They advertise. Sometimes there's the advertisement in the papers, you only live once, so buy this. So they were selling, it was a land advertisement.
These rascals, they invent their theories. Krishna says, Tadi Hantara Prati, and these rascals says one.
Yes. The rascals have also realized that. Now there is a Dehantara Prati. Yeah, because the parapsychology has proved beyond doubt, so many, with so many examples living here presently, at present, that there is a rebirth. People who have been reborn and knowing their past birth, they have recognized their parents, their places, and secret things also. One, there was a patient in Rajasthan, one was in Northwest Frontier, there was one in South America. They are all published in medical bulletins.
Then medical science do not accept the soul.
No.
Then how it is possible next one?
They have to accept in the teaching of physiology what we call, certain vital forces which we don't understand. They are there. This is nothing but God's self. What is vital force? It's a soul force.
Vague idea, not clear.
Yeah, they will become clear later on, and slowly there, the cloud is clearing away from there.
No, when there is clear idea already, nothing is going to happen, but because they are less intelligent. Therefore, next stage is when their intelligence will happen. Sir, things are already there.
The greatest scientist of the world, Einstein, was a great believer in God. And he was more or less like a rishi.
Yes, I've seen his picture.
His behavior was that of a sadhu.
Simple. He lived simply.
Not only simply, but he never worried much about things. When he was asked in Princeton University how much money you want paid when he first migrated to America, he said, "What is the standard of living here? $500,
all that I want to find. That is the difference." But still, a tendency is, Kali Yuga means a tendency is away from.
And that is, Kali Yuga is for all of us, for the good and the bad.
Kali Yuga means manda. Manda, two meanings. One is slow. Another meaning is bad. So manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. Four times this word used. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya.
But one thing about Kali Yuga is that by doing small amount of good work or doing a little bhakti, you get a greater amount of benefit than you would get it otherwise in a few words. Dvapara Treta. In that sense?
No. Good work or bad work, you have to enjoy good or bad.
But can you, bhakti, little bhakti will do much good than a good amount of tapa in satyu? Thousands of years.
Bhakti is different. Bhakti is transcendent. It has nothing to do with this material world. Sarpamapyasya dharma sattvātena. That is bhakti. And karma, if you do good, you'll get good results. And if you do bad, you'll get bad.
But if you are attached to the karma, then a person is attached.
No, attached or not attached. If you touch fire, it will burn. That's all. This is karma. So, there's a child, touches fire. It doesn't matter whether he's child or not. Fire's business is to burn. Karmana. Karmana daiva netre. Janta deha upapatti. So karma, subha subha, sab bhakti bhadha, chaitana chaitana. Subha karma or asubha karma, and they are all hindrances to spiritual progress. material world, good and bad, both are the same. Gaitre bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Bhadra na bhadra. Bhadra means good, avadra means bad. Sakali sama. Ehi bhala, ehi manda, sab mana dharma. This is good, this is bad. That's simply mental conquer. So Mr. Kapoor has sent one letter to take the key.
From where?
Coming in.
From that album.
So Jagadish probably
Jagadish has got that place. So people are enthusiastic there about this mela. People are coming now.
Yes.
How many men are there found there?
When I was leaving, there was about 80,000.
That's right.
But they expect 10 million. That's the estimate. Many camps, many pandas.
And store supply, everything.
Yes.
The road is nice.
It's been improved. It's, in some spots it's nice, but because it's on sand, they have to always keep it wet, and they put metal plates down. They're trying to do it very well.
There is a Magh Mela committee. One magistrate is the head. Regular committee for managing this Mela.
We have contact with this committee.
And where is governor's camp from our?
I don't know exactly, but it's in the same island. I'll find out.
No, I didn't. Our governor is Krishna. Sarvaloka Maheswaram.
How the British are organizing this Mela Kumbh? They are taking that much interest as this government is taking?
The committee, I said, that you have a committee. This is British time. One master is the head and assistant for me.
Governors or those people must not be taking any interest in that. The government officers may not be taking any interest other than the Hindu officers.
No, our government, they have to manage so many people. The Nagas, I learned it from Bhagavatam.
Nagas
come
from Assam, no?
Huh? Yes. Arjun married the Naga king's daughter. and he had his son.
Babuwa.
No, Babuwa on his Manipur. He had another.
11.
Huh?
11.
11.
11.
11, yes.
11 was the son of
Nagakarnya.
11, Bhimanyu and Babuwa. These are the outstanding sons of Arjuna.
Great well, fighter?
Huh?
He was a great fighter, yes.
Yes, that's Kshatriya.
He died in the war.
Babuwan was adopted by his grandfather. It is called Putrika. Putrika Putra. Daughter, son, adopted as son. So our Dr. Sarup Damodar belongs to this family, Babu Bhavan family. His title is Singh, that means Kshatriya. And they are Vaishnavas for the last 5,000 years or more than that.
Now all the Nagas are turned into Christians. They give you all Nagas are turned into Christians. The Christian is not like Christianity. Only 50 years back they were headhunters. 50 years back Nagas of Assam were, I mean, more or less like cannibals.
No, they headhunters. Means they are killing?
Yes, they would take revenge by cutting the head of the enemy.
Oh. That is why they are blamed, everyone.
Africans also do that. They are not civilized.
Their uniqueness is that they display the head.
Yes, on the spear.
And in his head.
In the dance. Nagas are very much civilized now.
Civilized?
In this way.
No, they were civilized, otherwise.
Modern civilization, I mean.
Otherwise, how Arjun could marry?
Fourth pan civilization. Yeah, then they must have been divisions in the Middle East. We all have divisions in the Middle East. In Naga race, there is polyandry, sir. One woman can.
They're still there in Himalayan hills. One woman has got 5 husbands.
But they have a shortage of.
Whatever it may be, the system is there.
What is the necessity? Polyandry, sir.
I think in America also.
No.
Yes.
America is a secret polyandry.
Whatever it may be, one woman may have more than one husband. Is it not?
Sometimes.
Not legally.
There is a secret polyandry. This is official. In some of the Himalayan system, Gadwal, you know, one brother marries and then she becomes the wife of 2 brothers. Some of the people come here on service because it is legal.
No, in here also the system was, one is childless, husband is dead or could not produce. She can take help of the husband, brother. Divarina Sutatpatti.
Yeah.
Divarina Sutatpatti. With the help of husband, brother, to get child.
But that's ancient in all scriptures.
But in Kali Yuga, that's been
that is forbidden. Kalo Pancha Vivarja.
And they were producing children in a very, that in Brahadarani Pugnesha, the last chapters are on this one. You must have read Brahadarani Pugnesha. Last chapters are only on this, how child is produced, one or two or many, how the house, husband and wife also became. Very scientific.
In Mayapur, we see so many pilgrims coming from Assam, Nagaland, and Manipur. Mm. They're having this Vaishnava tea like, Gaudiya Vaishnava tea like. Mm. And they also worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is that influence also there?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is that?
He went to Manipur. Right?
Wasn't it one of the times he was going to Vrindavan but didn't go? Then he went to Manipur, is that correct?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and preach in Eastern Bengal.
Yes.
And his original paternal house is in Sylhet. Yes. His forefathers from Sylhet. Jagannath Mishra, his father, came from Sylhet to Navadvip for studying. Then Nilamba Chakravarti got him married with his daughter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother. And he resided in Navadvip.
One temple in Vrindavan where they have deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda that look like Manipur. They made his eyes like that.
That is natural. If you make any picture, then you paint according to the people, local people's picture. Chaturanana Mani Mani Javat Vidyapati. You have heard the name of Vidyapati. He was a great poet of Darbhanga. No, Darbhanga. Darbhanga. The entrance to Bengal from Bihar.
Darbhanga is Dwarbhanga.
Dwarbhanga.
Door to Bengal.
Haridwar.
Haridwar to Hari.
Dwar to Hari. Dwar means gate.
Yes.
Someone invited me last year to Haridwar at Ikumba. And I said, why should I go to the Dwar when I live in the house? That's in Vrindavan.
You're not interested in the Dwar.
No.
You are doorman, darman. We are inmates. That Vidyapati has sung kaka chaturana na mari mari jao. Chaturana means Brahma. They also die. And kata means how many. So, what is the amount of the band that you can spend?
25,000.
But it was 35?
Yeah. There was originally 3 fixed deposits. One of them was broken 6 months ago. No. Already used the DVD. So there was 2 remaining left for 25. Originally there was 36, and then one was previously broken. That's already been accounted for.
And our Madras center is now closed?
Yes, there's no center there now. Mahamsa Swami, he's sending 2 men there regularly to help serve
collect.
The members to collect.
Chaturanana mari mari jyavato natuva avi avasan. You have seen Russian public. Is it Janitana? Jack Clinton.
They're going to distribute it on that train, yes? On the train that goes into Russia.
No. Oh.
By the way, Sri Garba came to me and said, I'm sorry for all the difficulty. I want to preach in Poland again. That boy?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to deposit his wife and go to Poland.
Deposit where?
He wants to do it in Florida.
Yes, Florida is nice place.
Because he'll feel she's protected there. I said, you'll feel that she is protected there, and then you'll have a free mind to preach? And he said, yes. Rather than in Europe, as I said, all right. In your letter you wrote, let it go for now. Again, you saw the future. Let it go for now. And then he came.
So it can go down? No.
Okay, it can.
Read it again.
We have 10 minutes to...
You go up to 7-5. Temple will be 12.
There is walking facility.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Water must be extremely cold.
No. No. In the morning, the air is cold, but the water is warm. Warmer than here. Very nice.
The earlier you take bath, it is warm.
Not too deep inside. Otherwise, it is chilly.
No.
Very nice. The tap water also. Either in the river or in the tap is warmer. You must come inside.
You think it's not warm? I don't mind coming. Well, returning it will be difficult. Coming, you people will be returning up to 10, 15 days. I must come up. It will be so heavy that I may not get any.
No, you can come and go as you like, and you can be our guest. Because people are coming but not going, it was easy to go out. Everyone is coming but no one is going. You can go out easy. We have a nice tent for you. Warm water in the morning.
We get sufficient number of trains to come back during the mela.
They're putting extra trains.
From the mela, the train is starting.
Yes, some going.
And there is some temporary station.
Yes, and they're even making a temporary airport from the 14th on.
Where?
In Allahabad.
Oh.
Allahabad has an airport already.
Yes, but it doesn't function regularly. But now they're going to have trains going and coming.
Formerly, there was an airport. The place is called Bamroli.
You must have seen all these places. You lived there for 20 years.
13 or 20 years?
13.
13 is sufficient long time to know a place. At that time, what was the population of Allahabad when you were here? About 10 years?
No, not so.
More than that. Ahmedabad was only 4 lakh population before. Now it is 20 lakh.
Everywhere the population is in five.
Cities have more increased because of the industrialization.
They attract people. They think they will be happy in the city.
Not that because they want to get easy jobs. Easy? Jobs.
How can they get jobs easily? When so many people are lying on the shipboard.
They may, at least they can have some food to the small villages.
Small villages, the food grows out of the ground.
They don't want to grow. They want just to rob people here.
That is an anomaly.
That's right.
The monkey.
I tell you, this is the vicious propaganda of the government. I bought a small hill, 15 bigas, on a highway, Bombay-Allahabad highway, with canal water irrigating my land, and a well with a pump and everything. Last year, we spent 9,000 rupees on fertilizer and all things and other paraphernalia and pay for the servants and everything. And we got ready worth 6,000.
$10,000.
Because the prices have gone so down. And the fertilizer they are selling very high, at a very high rate. Before it was available as bag, was available for 50 rupees or 51, now it is more than 110. They don't want that a man in the field should be employed for less than 5 rupees a day. It's very expensive. They don't work also. They were used to work very hard in ancient times. Now they come at 10 o'clock, go at 5. Before the field laborers used to come early morning at this time, 6, 7 o'clock, and work up to 7 in the evening. And we used to feed them after.
Use goba instead of...
Goba is not that much.
Goba means cow.
We use goba. Cows are all the... We come from my country. All of us keep cows.
Mm.
But there is not sufficient for them. To go around.
You can eat 6,000 rupees worth of rice yourself?
No, you can't. You have to eat the market. And no, I cannot eat even this much because I can't bring it here to Bombay. There is a barrier. You can't export from one place to another.
Yes.
This is the government. And our rice is just like the Dehradun quality, Gujarat rice.
Jirasar.
Jirasar. We call it Tan Pankhari Jirasar. We have grown it, that if you cook it here, you get a smell all around. Very fine. I can't get it.
So go and eat there.
I don't go there to eat it. Very good, sir. This government's regulations are very bad. I don't think they will be able to pursue it this way.
It's your own right.
The India is spoiled by American policy, Mr. Dulles. And he spoiled the peace, this Mr. Nehru. Nehru being a flamboyant, highly arrogant man, and this fellow was another arrogant, they clashed. And then they supported Pakistan and all the small things, and Americans lost a lot of money on this small war. Technically, I mean, instead of that much money was given away to the poor countries, because of this country, society. No? It was Dulles who brought the United States to this present condition.
Mm.
We should have insulated this country after Swaraj, not sending anything, not taking anything. Produce yourself or starve and die. You don't find that. Like that.
Hmm.
People don't work when they get food like that.
I am simply surprised when I compare British days and nowadays.
Very much.
My practical experience, one of my maternal uncles, he is a very big, rich man. He is not existing. He was doing business, rice, exporting. So in Calcutta, Chetra side, he had big godown full of rice. Not only he, other merchants, but now they're empty. Similarly, from Bombay, the oil seeds are being exported.
Yes. Last year, they exported so much of this groundnut that groundnut oil was costlier than ghee.
Mm. Yeah.
Police, why is it? The government servants of
all of them. They export everything.
They export, I mean rice, and rice is not of India. Now I have started calling them rascals after this. And I call them my friends, some of them rascals. He said that you are fooling your guru. Rascals! You have learned at least one word from me. This government is really nice. I was a government servant in British Asia. I was a sales agent, class one officer. The way we were trained, to look after the people and govern. They were respecting us so much. Man on this spot is more important. Now this, if a minister has committed a mistake, that the whole thing falls on the poor and underling of his, the officer. He has to resign or suffer. And the British has to...
So he can go?
Yeah.